Reports of illegal dumping to the nonprofit Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful were up in 2020. Way up, 200%.
Next time you think about dumping your trash, look up and smile because you may be on camera.
Their community-based enforcement program called Illegal Dump Free PA does have a surveillance camera loan program so that communities can catch people in the act of throwing couches over hillsides or trash bags into wooded areas. But Rob Dubas, who oversees the program, says a lot of reports of illegal dumping come from the public through a form on their website or social media, phone calls.
In one case, even a letter that was sent in to us by regular old snail mail.
Their data is collected like citizen science.
Just because there's an absence of a report in one area doesn't mean that that area does not have illegal dumping.
And a lot of reports in one area doesn't mean the problem is worse there. But the reports show trends.
We've been receiving reports through this program, I think going back all the way back to 2005. We did, however, do a large push in 2020 on social media with both our social media, DEP, PennDOT, I think even DCNR and Fish and Boat to get that website out there. So part of the reason that we got more reports in 2020, I think, is because of those marketing efforts.
So there may be more reports coming in because you're encouraging that. But why? What are the other reasons why there might be this kind of dramatic uptick in illegal dumping in 2020?
There were also some disruptions in trash collection and recycling in some areas due to COVID. You know, maybe, for instance, if the Department of Public Works or whoever does their trash collection, workers were getting sick or were quarantined. We also have seen what we sort of call like apartment cleanouts or house cleanouts. Those are always a source of illegal dumping. So these would be where someone is either evicted or moves out of a residence, leaving their stuff behind, and then that stuff is just, you know, tossed out somewhere. And that could be also a driver in driving force in the increase in illegal dumping.
And then also in the report, you mentioned a couple other things, not just a suspension of regular trash and recycling, but special collections of electronics and things.
So the special collections in Pennsylvania, as probably most states in the country, there's a lot of things that you can't put on your curbside. Electronics, paint, TVs, tires. So normally the way those are handled are special collections. And a fair number of those were canceled this year or severely curtailed just because of COVID. So, you know, a lot of people maybe were stuck with extra tires or old TVs, and there's no way to get rid of them. That's actually an ongoing thing that we would like to see improved in the state, to have accessible, reasonably priced ways to dispose of those.
And then there might be more reporting because people are spending more time outdoors?
Correct. Yeah. So during this year, I think there was a big push for, you know, when we're all stuck at home, people are wanting to get out to their parks. They're wanting to walk along the rivers, things like that. So I think there was more of a chance for people to see illegal dumping.
Is there more dumping in certain areas, or is it kind of widespread throughout the state?
We do keep, county numbers, obviously. For the most part, the highest numbers in the counties fell in line with where the population was densest, which I guess would make sense because there's more of a chance of someone seeing the dumping if there's more people that live in that county. So for instance, Allegheny County, Philadelphia, in general had the highest numbers, not just this year, but, you know, going back 5 years or so.
And I was disappointed to notice that a lot of the dumping takes place in parks and forests.
Yeah, we were disappointed about that as well. It is unfortunate because that's an area that everyone should be able to use. And, you know, you don't want to take your dog to somewhere where there might be broken glass. And the same with, you know, there's a lot of wildlife in parks. You know, there's deer, there's birds. You know, that old TV could be leaching chemicals into streams. So it is unfortunate.
Your report also talks about dumping at recycling facilities, which kind of blew my mind. What's going on there?
So that's a situation where people are sort of half wanting to do the right thing, I think. Every recycling center is different in what they can accept. So it's really important for people to call or go to their website in advance to make sure that what they're going to take there is something that they can both legally and realistically accept. I have a feeling that it's a situation where people are not doing that ahead of time to see what they could take up there, and just dropping it outside their door instead of taking it back home.
Yeah, it's just interesting to think that that is also illegal dumping.
It is, yeah. And it would be under the same penalty as if you threw it down the hillside.
What are the consequences for legal dumping?
The penalties do range a bit depending on who the enforcement authority is. A lot of times it'll be police or code enforcement officers. In general, the fines are a bit on the low side. Usually it's what's called a summary offense, which is the lowest level of citation. It's sort of in line with like a speeding ticket or running a red light. The fines can be as low as $50, and I've actually seen lower than that. I've seen sometimes $25. This is just for the first offense. They can go up to maybe $300. And again, this is depending on who's writing the ticket and what statute they're writing it under, because there's a number of different statutes they could write that ticket under. I'd say in general, though, the cost of cleaning it up is not reflected in the fine amount. So in a report, this is from 2013, a study found that it was about $619 a ton on average to clean up a dump site, or about a little less than $3,000 to clean an entire site.
Which items are most commonly dumped?
The types of items dumped stayed fairly the same throughout the past 6 years. Household trash actually is the number one. I was not expecting that. Tires are another really high one, though. And that one does make a little more sense because you usually can't put tires out with your trash.
You have to pay somebody to take your tires, basically.
That's correct. There have been instances we suspect of unscrupulous tire haulers collecting tires from a shop, you know, potentially collecting the fee that they would be using to take those to the landfill, then pocketing that extra money and, you know, depositing the tires along the roadside somewhere.
It seems like illegal dumping is a systemic problem. I think a lot of people think of it as like an individual, that my neighbor's a jerk. But there are systems in place that are not providing people with the access that they need in a lot of cases to get rid of this waste stream that we have accumulated.
That's correct. Yeah. I think that a lot of times trash and recycling are sort of treated as an afterthought service. And I think if they became more of a comprehensive part of a, you know, municipality's overall goals or a county's overall goals, I think that would help a lot. I think it also comes down to the fact that we have a lot of things. We have a lot of disposable items, you know, TVs that, you know, maybe still work, that, you know, we just got a bigger one. And, you know, I think that people need to take into account, okay, you know, I just spent $800 on a new TV. I should also be willing to spend, you know, $50 on disposing of the old one. You know, we have to stop thinking of our items as so, you know, use it and done.
Rob Dubas is program coordinator for Illegal Dump Free PA, a program of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful. And he says if you see someone in the act of illegal dumping, don't confront them. It could be dangerous. Report it. There's more about where and how to do that at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple. This is the Allegheny Front.